This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Alex Chadwick near San Antonio, Texas, in the town of Helotes. A persistent fire that got started Christmas morning continues to burn. Firefighters haven't been able to damp it out. Locals are increasingly unhappy. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports.
The smoldering fire is a burning mound of mulch, brush, and trees. It stands four stories tall, and Elizabeth and Terry Clark live a block away.
And then it smokes real bad, and it smothers, you know, and that's what chokes you.
On days when the black smoke blows in their home's direction, the elderly couple has to stay with their daughter so they can breathe easy. And it's been this way since Christmas morning, when Terry Clark saw the mulch mountain burst into flames with a boom.
I turned around again and I heard something go swoosh. And I looked back around again and flames, blue flames that shot straight up 30, 40 feet high and higher. And then it went whoosh all over the top.
No one knows why the fire started, but it hasn't spread. And there were no mandatory evacuations. The Red Cross opened a shelter, and the county provided more than 2,000 nights of hotel rooms for displaced residents. After weeks of arguing the fire was not its responsibility, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality took over efforts to put out the burning mulch pile. But firefighters are limited by how much water they can use in extinguishing it. That's because the fire sits on top of the Edwards Aquifer, the main water source for 2 million people in the San Antonio region, and authorities are worried that runoff will contaminate it. There have already been some contamination problems, like at Vinci Rufo's well.
When the water was coming out of the kitchen faucet, it was bubbling like hydrogen peroxide. It was bad.
The fire has burned so long, the mulch mound has become the object of jokes. Some people call it the Helotes Volcano. It's even inspired its own internet webpage and online video postings on YouTube. But at a recent Helotes town hall meeting, no one was laughing. Resident after resident, like Myron Hillen, vented anger and demanded answers.
I'm within breathing and drinking distance of the smoke, and I want to know why they didn't do something about this before it happened. The cows are already out.
That will likely be answered in court. Lawsuit and countersuits have been filed. The owner of the brush pile said he had all the proper permits from the Texas regulators to run a mulch recycling center. The mayor of Helotes, John Allen, said a lot of people have dropped the ball. But the bigger question is, where did all those trees come from?
There's probably 20,000 acres of trees all stacked on one spot. I mean, that's just a horrid thought in some ways.
The trees were cut down to make room for explosive growth and development in the area. Mayor Allen says the resulting mulch fire is a warning sign across America.
You know, this is a symptom of what is broken. We're not putting the citizens' environment first.
Meanwhile, the people of Helotes are still waiting for the mulch fire to be put out. That could be in about 2 weeks. And then they won't have to plan their days according to which way the wind is blowing. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.